questions without notice. Put your foot down with confidence. Bendix Brakes, Australian technology for all weather confident braking.
Great friends of ours and questions without notice, as always, with thanks to Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence. You can send through your questions without notice as well. 0433 98 11 16. Mitch from Tassie said, that's not a lot of notice for questions without notice.
That's true.
That's the whole point of questions without notice. I'll tell you what we'll do for you, Mitch. You got 24 hours. I want you to send us through a question tomorrow. You got 24 hours. It's enough notice to have a think about it. I want to start with one that is sort of evolving without a lot of notice for either of us. Our man, Kane Corns, also known as Conflicts Corns.
What's he done?
Well, he was of the belief, and we had Lachie Neal on this show yesterday. Kane's of the belief he's done his ladder in terms of the six that he thinks that can win it, the six that maybe can win it, and the six that won't win it. And he had the Brisbane Lions as a maybe, which you and I said yesterday on the show. It surprised both of us. Take a listen to this, and then take a listen to Lachie Neal responding when he joined us yesterday.
I think Brisbane could be the Melbourne of 2018, where they fly through, everything goes pretty well, you crash out in the finals, but you get ahead of yourself a little bit. The pre-season comes, perhaps you take your foot off the pedal a little bit, you think it's just going to happen, the next step is to move on, play finals, perhaps challenge for the flag, and bang, footy bites you in the backside. I think that's what could happen to the young Lions this year.
Yeah, I think, first of all, Kane's entitled to his opinion, but I don't think he would have spent too much time in Brisbane and seen the group of players that we have up here. And from what I've seen over the last 12 months, and especially the boys coming back, certainly no complacency has crept in. The guys are in career best nick. So I'll probably put the guys on the hook a bit here, but I can't see that happening with us. Really determined bunch, but as we know, the AFL is always changing and teams are going to improve, so do we, but yeah, I can't see that happening.
I think it's fair to say that the Lions haven't been overly pleased with our man. Would that be fair?
It would be fair, and when you start an answer, as Lachie Neal did, by saying, oh, he's entitled to his opinion, that means you're a little bit peed off.
Is that like when someone says, oh, I don't want to be rude,
yeah,
but
yeah. I don't mean to offend anybody, but it's exactly what that leads into.
Generally a sledgehammer coming after that.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Well, we've since found out, Kane's on SENSA Breakfast with Andrew Hayes, we found out this morning that this story has continued to evolve.
They have invited me to make sure that I can go up there and have a look about the way they're training and to witness the fact that they are not getting ahead of themselves. So they were quite offended by my comments, it's fair to say, there, and they're pretty strong on the fact that they're going to go to the next level this year. They will not be getting ahead of themselves. They're working hard, they're training hard, and they want me to witness it. That's their pre-season camp in January. I'd love to go. I'm not sure the logistics of it with work, but it would be great. I think it would be an unbelievable opportunity to go up there, and it's been, you know, 5 or 6 years since I've been involved in the AFL system. So to go up there and have a look about how the modern teams go about it, I'd love to go. We'll work it out with work, but, you know, I think I'll be able to head up there for a couple of days at least and check it out. But, yeah, fair to say they weren't happy.
So they're not happy. Chris Fagan's invited Kane up. My question to you without notice,
yes,
is if Chris Fagan invites Kane to be involved in a boxing session,
oh,
who's the first one with the gloves on at the Lions?
One M. Robinson, I reckon it'd
thought
be.
You might say that.
Yeah. I don't know if they've got any personal grudge, but I reckon Mitch might put his hand up and say, hey, I'm happy to have first go here. It's an intriguing sort of scenario that we're now playing out because, as Lachie Neal said, Kane's entitled to his opinion. That's what it is. But also by saying that, Kane going up for a period of time won't necessarily define whether they are getting ahead of themselves or not. Pre-seasons are hard no matter what.
Yeah.
Pre-season running sessions off the back of a 2 or 3 hour training session, they're brutal. You walk off the training track 4 hours after starting and you're cooked no matter what. I mean, it's hard to look back to the D's summer from last season and say, well, you know, I noticed in December, at the start of December, that they were a bit laconic and taking it a bit easy and they got ahead of themselves. So I don't think Kane will be any clearer one way or another. The proof will be in the pudding as the season plays out, and we'll be able to sort of see their mentality and their attention to detail. But, you know what, if you're going to make comments like that, then you get given an offer. I think Kane should go up and at least accept the offer and be a part of it.
It'll be interesting.
Is he expected to train?
I don't know. I'd
or just
so.
Watch from the sidelines?
No, maybe train.
Yeah.
He keeps himself pretty fit still,
because off the back of Kane getting this invitation, I'd like to say that I think Real Madrid and the LA Lakers will be the big sliders for next year. They are going to drop off the perch. And the New England Patriots, they're done. Tom Brady is done. And if you need me to come over and watch for a week, I'll reluctantly accept.
I see what you did there. Not bad by you. Yep. Have you got a question?
Question for you. Is Cam Bancroft at the back of the line?
He'll never be at the complete back of the line because I think Justin Langer deep down believes that Cam Bancroft will make it. He is one voice on the selection panel, and yes. George Bailey's the recent addition. But for now, anyway, I think Cam Bancroft is, yes. He's gone back to Shield cricket and has really struggled.
Okay.
And now he's got a flaw in his game where he keeps getting caught down the leg side, and state teams have worked him out. So if state teams are working him out, heaven help what international teams, like we saw in the Ashes, will do. So yes. For now, anyway, yes, I think Cam Bancroft is a fair way back.
How far back? Is he in the next group of five that are waiting in the wings for an opportunity?
Maybe, but only partly because, and I'm not saying that he's the coach's pet or anything like that, but Justin Langer clearly believes that Cam Bancroft can make it. Yes. So that might help his cause a little bit. But if Joe Burns went down tomorrow and we needed an opener for the first test against New Zealand, I think in most people's mind it wouldn't be Cam Bancroft.
Harris?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yep.
And Marcus Harris is not setting the world on fire either. But, yeah, I think Bancroft's a fair way back in the queue. This Shield period's really hurt him, whereas others are excelling during this Shield period. Is Dyson Heppel an underappreciated captain at the Bombers by both Bombers fans and externally? He's about to or set to re-sign with the club and waive away his rights for free agency. Mm. I ask this because a lot of the time when we raise Dyson Heppel's name on this station, it's not always met with positivity, even by his own supporters.
That's a really, really good question and a really difficult one to answer and analyse from outside of the football club. The one thing I will say about Dyson Heppel and my dealings with him as the captain of the Bombers on game day, he is superb, particularly when times were tough at the start of last year and at different stages this year, to put his hand up as the captain and say, I will speak to the media. Mm. He was brilliant and gave honest answers. And who he is who he is. He's a kid from Gippsland that speaks like a guy from Gippsland. He doesn't give you token answers. He shows his disappointment or his excitement. So I love that about
Dyson. I find that really endearing about him.
He's fantastic. That's the bit that I like about him. And you always know that you're going to get a good conversation with Dyson Heppel when you speak to him. I think players at that football club have passed him in ability and appreciation, which has just moved him down the run a little bit. But I think in the cold light of day, and if people actually took a step back and analysed Dyson Heppel, you'd have to say that, yes, he's done a really good job. And within that, has probably been a little bit underappreciated. But with that underappreciation, he's getting compared against the best captains in the competition, some of the best players in the competition. So maybe he's a little bit below those guys. But Essendon's had its different challenges. And Dyson Heppel, I think, has held himself really well. And if you're an Essendon supporter, I'd love to hear. Send through a message on the SMS machine. Let us know. Let us know what you think about Dyson Heppel. We've only got 10 more minutes. But no, I agree with those comments. I absolutely think so.
Hit me.
If you were the captain of England and Joey Denley dropped the easiest catch in the world, your captain, do you send him down a fine leg for the remainder of the day?
No, you probably just send him straight to the airport and send him back to England, I'd say.
Put him on the ship.
Put him on a ship and make him go the long way.
What is the common punishment? How do you drop so? So if that was the football and you've made a mistake or against team plans, you get benched for a period of time or you may not get in your... What does a cricketer do? What would you do as captain?
I don't think I mean, no one deliberately drops catches.
No.
No, I don't think there's much you can do. That's not going away, unfortunately. That's going to stay with him for a very, very long time to come.
Well, his teammates took it well.
Yeah.
Archer was thrilled.
Yeah, Jofra Archer was just beside himself, just absolutely stoked. Speaking of cricket.
Yes.
If Adelaide didn't get a test match in the India series next year, because someone's going to luck out and get the one test against Afghanistan. If it was Adelaide who didn't get an Indian test, Keith Bradshaw, the SACA CEO yesterday, said it would be unthinkable.
Unthinkable.
Would it be unthinkable for Adelaide to not get a test against India?
So the five that we've got this year, Hobart's missing out. Bel Reeve is missing out. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, they're the six. They're really known as the six.
So that means Hobart comes in and possibly Adelaide misses out.
No, I'd say Hobart will be out of the conversation.
So they're not
again.
In it anyway. So, who would get the other one then if Adelaide's not getting it?
Well, one of Brisbane, Perth or Adelaide are going to get the Afghanistan test.
Okay, sorry.
And so then the still, others will be part of
they
India.
Still get a test. They just don't get the A-grade test.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that unthinkable? No. Sydney get it. Melbourne get it. And then it's a toss-up between the next three. No, I don't think it's unthinkable. I mean, the point of difference that Adelaide has had for a couple of years now is the pink ball test. Now, maybe they've got their point of difference and therefore they feel like they've got their stamp on it, just like North Melbourne with Good Friday games. And, hey, we've invented this. We've invested in it. Don't be taking this from us right here, right now. No, it's not unthinkable, but I'll say unlikely at this stage.
Fair enough.
Phil Davis and Cal Ward have handed the reins to Steve Cornelio at the perfect time.
Yes, agree completely. They have done all the hard work. They've built the culture. They've set the standards and the examples. Cornelio comes in now at the top of his game as a player, at the point now where he's had 7 years in the system and understands what it takes. And he's got a team who have been to two preliminary finals and a grand final. This is the perfect time for Stephen Cornelio to make the change. I think the Giants have handled this one really, really well.
Do you think Steve Cornelio knew about this possibility when re-signing during the year?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he said it wasn't guaranteed. And he's joining Jared off the top today, so we'll find out more. But I would say that he would have known that it was something that would have been on the horizon. So I think it's been handled really, really well. Questions without notice for Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence. Bendix Brakes are Australian technology for all weather. Confident braking. We're going to come back and we might find out a little bit more about Jared's show after this, and a lot of love for Dyson Heppel off the text too.